This is a download from the BBC.
Hi there, I'm Ori from the BBC World News for School. Coming up, reigning champ Nadal falls to Djokovic, headbutting dinosaurs, and Harry Potter stars hit the red carpet for the last time. But first, the person in charge of aid at the United Nations has called for urgent help to be sent to Eastern Africa. Baroness Amos says unless something is done, the world could see a famine which could affect millions of people.
It is people's lives at stake here, so we need to gear up our efforts. We can't be waiting for months, the next year, to see what is going to happen.
Parts of Africa have been hit by the worst drought for 60 years. 10 million people in Ethiopia, Somalia and Uganda are affected, and the threat of famine has already forced thousands to flee to refugee camps. More news now, and Yingluck Shinawatra is set to become Thailand's first female prime minister. The winner of Thailand's general election says she's forming a coalition government with five smaller parties. Miss Yingluck is the younger sister of Thaksin Shinawatra, who was forced out of power by the army back in 2006. Next. Novak Djokovic is the new king of the court. He beat defending champ Rafael Nadal to take the Wimbledon title yesterday, and today he's been named as the new world number one. Here's the man of the moment.
It's nice to see some other faces winning a major event. Of course, all due respect to Roger and Rafa, they've been so dominant in the last 5-6 years. I mean, they're incredible players. But you know, it feels incredible to be able to win in their era tournament like this.
And for today's question, we want to know what country Novak Djokovic is from. Next up, scientists in Canada reckon a species of dinosaur used to settle arguments by headbutting each other. It was usually the males fighting over their girlfriends who practiced the butting technique. Stegosaurus would use their domed skulls to ram into one another, and the winner would get the pick of the female companions. The Stegosaurus roamed the Earth a massive 70 million years ago. And finally this week, we'll see the world premiere of the last Harry Potter movie in London, Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows Part 2. Daniel Radcliffe has been talking about just how emotional it's all been for the cast.
Thank you for watching, thank you for supporting us, thank you for taking showing the films as much love as you show the books.
Well, our Ricky's already had a sneak peek of the movie and he was pretty impressed. Okay, that's all from the World News for Schools team. We're back tomorrow. See ya.